Last Friday, the Supreme Court issued an administrative stay allowing President Trump to continue building his ballroom on the White House grounds while the court deals with the legal challenge to the ballroom. Now, I have to say that this doesn't make any sense. The purpose of an administrative stay is to maintain the legal status quo. The legal status quo is that the president cannot unilaterally construct new buildings on the White House grounds. Legal status quo is that Congress must both authorize new building and spending for that building. The legal status quo is that the president cannot solicit private donations in order to avoid congressional authorization and even subvert Congress's intentions. I'll remind you that that was basically the scandal of Iran-Contra. It was the executive branch trying to skirt around Congress's prohibition on aid to the Contras in Nicaragua by selling arms to Iran through an intermediary and channeling that money back to the Contras. You can't do that in soliciting private donations to build a ballroom. Is that, in the abstract sense, it's that in form, if not the literal thing. That's the legal status quo. So an administrative stay should be, oh, you can't build this. This has to be on pause while we consider it. And then if we rule in your favor, you can continue. And if we don't, then you got to tear it down. But John Roberts loves to give his special boy Donald Trump a little treat every once in a while. If he rules against Trump on something that Trump, who is a birthday boy, of course, we cannot forget this, birthday boy President Trump must get a little treat. And so his treat is that he can keep building this monstrosity, this lawless monstrosity, until the court says otherwise. And we all know that the court's probably not going to say otherwise. The executive power fetishists on the Supreme Court will likely develop some new doctrine that allows the president to just build whatever he wants with whatever money he wants on the White House grounds, under some notion that as the chief executive, he needs to be able to have something in accordance with his stature. These people are just glorified monarchists. What they want is a king, and that's what Trump is offering himself up as. So the ballroom is probably going to get built. Trump is obsessed with it. This is the one thing he seems to genuinely care about quite a bit. I've been reading the book Regime Change by my colleagues Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan, and throughout, it's clear that Trump is obsessed with the ballroom. He's always showing people who come to him for meetings, plans for the ballroom, showing them the construction. It's all he talks about. It's all he's genuinely focused on. The rest of the world can go to hell in a handbasket, and it is. But as long as the ballroom gets built, Donald Trump will be a happy camper. It is his legacy. It'll be stamped with his name. It'll represent his taste, his vision for the presidency as this high monarchical office, more in common with a sultan or a dictator than with a president or a prime minister. It'll be his stamp on Washington, D.C., that and his arch. But the ballroom will be his stamp on the city. And so that when he's gone, people will look at the ballroom and they'll think to themselves, Donald Trump is president of the United States. That is the point of this. The point of the ballroom is for the president to have a monument, or this president to have a monument to himself. Something that announces that he was here, that he was president, that he mattered. Our failed wars, our tattered international relationships, that's not monument enough. He needs a building. This, after all, is Donald Trump. And it's for that reason that I will give my full-throated support to any Democratic presidential candidate who says that their first order of business will be to tear that thing down, tear it down to its foundation, and rebuild the East Wing as it was. I'm not one for restoration. I've made this argument many times. I've argued explicitly against that in terms of the politics of the United States and where we are as a constitutional democracy, whenever post-Trump world comes, there will be no going back. The task will be reconstruction, not restoration, not returning to what was, but building something new. And yet, when it comes to that ballroom, tear it down and build the White House as it used to be. Precisely because the ballroom will stand as a symbol for Trump's monarchical ambitions, precisely because it will stand as a symbol of Trump's impact, physical, material impact on Washington, D.C., precisely because it will stand as a symbol of the destructive impact of Trump on this country, it has to go. This thing that will stand as a representation of the fundamentally anti-Republican, this is a lowercase r, you can say anti-democratic, the fundamentally anti-Republican, anti-democratic aspirations of the president, because that's what it stands for. It has to be torn down. You may think that this is all cringe resistance liberal nonsense, but Symbol's manner and the relatively small scale of the White House, the fact that it's plain and unadorned, that it's modest, is an important symbol of what the United States is. It stands as a symbol for the basic proposition of American democracy, which is that no citizen is higher than another. And the ballroom is a direct repudiation of that. And so to deal with that, you gotta tear it down. How you tear it down, I don't really care. You wanna just do it in the middle of the night with bulldozers? That's cool. You wanna sell tickets so that individual citizens can pick up a sledgehammer and knock that thing down? Even better, I would pay so much money to do this. You wanna live stream a drone strike? That sounds pretty cool. It doesn't matter to me how it's blown up, but it needs to be blown up. I like the Independence Day clip, so we're just gonna show it again. It needs to be blown up. Now, will the Supreme Court allow this? If they allow it to be built, then they have to allow it to be destroyed. That's what's consistent. And I would imagine that this court will have no interest in being consistent, and they'll contrive some reason to say that it can't be torn down. And to that, I think the president should just ignore them and tear it down anyway. In fact, I hope they contrive some reason, because it will demonstrate the basic dishonesty and bad faith of this court. It'll show other Democrats that this court, which gave endless license to Trump, is going to restrict everything you try to do, right down to what happens on the White House grounds. So I hope John Roberts and his court say, oh, you can't do that. It'll provide more ammunition for doing court reform. But regardless of what the court says, regardless of what Congress says, what the media says, we gotta destroy that ballroom. It has to be torn down. And preferably, Donald Trump will still be alive when it happens. Preferably, he will witness every monument he put up to himself torn down and destroyed. And he will see that he didn't make a mark, that he was nothing more than a mistake, who in due time will be forgotten and rightfully maligned. A cautionary tale of what happens when a democratic public fails to seek out and promote good leadership. As always, thanks for watching. Let me know what you think, and I'll see you tomorrow.